I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Ticks can carry and transmit a multitude of pathogens that can cause disease. Dr. Stephen Thacker is here to talk about the details and to provide strategies for avoiding ticks to reduce your risk of tick-borne illness. Dr. Thacker is an associate professor of pediatrics, and he's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Thacker, tell us about tick-borne diseases.
You know, with summer in full swing and our family spending more times outdoors, it's really important to talk about tick-borne diseases. We continue to see rising numbers of tick bites and tick-borne diseases year over year, with our highest rates seen this year in the last five that we've recorded. And these tiny creatures can carry serious infections, but the good news is that most are preventable with some simple precautions.
Well, what are the most common tick-borne diseases in South Carolina or in our part of the U.S.?
Yeah, here in South Carolina and the Southeast, we really have about three main tick-borne diseases. Despite the name, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever is actually one of our most common in our region. It's carried by the American dog tick or brown dog tick. We do have folks that get diagnosed with Lyme disease. While not endemic to South Carolina, it is the most common diagnosed tick-based disease in the U.S. And with travels, we still have a large number of South Carolina and folks in the Southeast diagnosed with this disease. And then we have something unique in the South called Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness, or STARI, which is caused by a bacteria that's carried by ticks that are very common in South Carolina.
And if we do happen to find a tick on our body, what should we do?
Well, first you'd want to remove it as soon as you notice it, and you want to use some fine-tip tweezers. But the real key here is to grab as close to the skin as you can and pull straight up with steady pressure. And then after that, you want to make sure you just clean the area with alcohol. And for most folks, you just want to be vigilant for symptoms anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks after you remove the tick.
What are some of the possible signs of tick-borne disease and what to do if you experience some of these symptoms?
Yeah, the tricky thing about tick-borne diseases is that the symptoms often start out like flu would, with fever, headache, muscle aches, and fatigue. And these symptoms start anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks after an outdoor activity. But the red flags to be on the lookout for are fever after you've had a tick bite, the development of any new rash, and certainly if you develop a severe headache with fever are all reasons to seek out guidance from your trusted healthcare provider.
Dr. Thacker, what can we do to avoid ticks and prevent tick-borne disease?
The big things that we know really help prevent tick bites and tick-based disease are the use of EPA-approved repellents. These often contain DEET. Also, that we always recommend that we follow the age-related guidance on those products, especially when using them on small children. I really encourage everyone to dress tick smart, and by that I mean wearing long pants and long sleeves when hiking. And if you're an avid outdoor enthusiast, consider treating your clothing with something called permethrin, which is a long-lasting insect repellent that can persist through multiple wash cycles. Always stay on the trails. Certainly always do a daily tick check for yourself as well as your pets and your children, making sure we're focusing on the hairline behind the ears and the armpits and legs. And then just as you're taking care of yourself and your family, make sure you're taking care of your dogs and cats with appropriate tick prevention as well.
Dr. Thacker, thanks for this information about tick-borne diseases.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.